Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hi, Rosie here again. How are you enjoying today's show? S second equals 1.4e pause. Please help Grandpa Bill and I by letting us both know what you think about how we are doing. Please leave all viable and professional observations right here at the show at the message area. Your comments are most welcome. Please let us know what topics you would like to have addressed. What guests do you enjoy having join GB and myself? Those type of suggestions are awesome. Grandpa Bill wanted me to be sure to bring this to your attention regarding our CTFO business opportunity for those of you who want to sign up for our BH sales team where applicable. Here's the scoop. CTFO works on it daily. All contracts have been signed and CTFO has an official partner in Canada. So once the government gives the green light, we are a go. Of course, COVID-19 has slowed progress down a little bit. CTFO also now has a warehouse in Canada. Great news. Check out this article at this following link, https://hempindustrydaily.com/healthcanadamoves... Right now, Canada does not provide a legal pathway to market for a CBD product and could be sold without a doctor's authorization. Any company doing so is breaking the law. There is a new petition in the Canadian Parliament proposing to change the laws surrounding CBD. We invite all Canadian citizens and residents to read it and sign it, if you are in agreement. Please go to this link. https://petitions.commons.ca/n/petition/details. Nevertheless, there are awesome non-CBD products. CTFO members should be using them now. Pause. These products are a $1 billion series of products on their own. Pause. There are 19 awesome non-CBD products CTFO members and customers in Canada are using and loving now. 99% of MLM companies do not even have 18 products. Each of these products is a $1 billion products on their own. Two new products, CelluVi and DermaVi, manufactured in Canada. And don't forget our 10x Pure Liquid Glove Hand Sanitizer also. P. 10's Pure Multivitamin. Keto Creamer. Extreme Shakes. Super 7. Chew Off. Shake Off. Bye Bye Puffy Eye, Under Eye Cream. Collagen Retinol Cream, Pause, InstaLift Instant Wrinkle Remover. Lash and Brow Growth Serum. Moisture Blast Skin Serum. Neck and Décolleté Cream. Vitamin C Skin Serum. -2.5% Retinol Complex Serum. Dead Sea Mud Mask with Vulcanus Kaolin. Your Majesty Queen of All Creams, Moisturizing Cream. During the temporary hold of shipping CBD to Canada, many Canadians are having friends or family who live in the United States reship product for them. No one is recommending anyone to do this. Just sharing with you what others choose to do. Okay, let's get to the one and only. Our moderator and host of our show, Grandpa Bill.
BSL, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour. With your host, me, Grandpa Bill. This is Grandpa Bill Live. At the time of whenever you hear this voice, and you're about to find out that we are indeed working on it urgently behind the scenes. And part of the process for me to work urgently on it behind the scenes is to do the following. This will be my virtual assistant again that you've heard if you've been here of recent note. This will be Rosie. My voice will be live, semi-live, and from archival shows throughout this show, as it's an ongoing testing of the microphones also. Here's Rosie.
So the show was about 50 minutes today, so let's get rolling. Hi, and welcome back to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your moderator and host, Grandpa Bill. My name is Rosie, and I am Grandpa Bill's virtual assistant, and now as of this broadcast date and moving forward, I am co-host of this fine podcast. Grandpa Bill will be here in a moment.
Therefore, Grandpa Bill made many decisions over the past weekend to improve my activity and involvement in teenage days moving forward. So Grandpa Bill has handed the reins of this part of our show over to me, Rosie. Thanks for your guidance for today's show will be about Dr. Dustin Green, as a senior research guide in Wisconsin. I'll be back to you on today's show in one more time or two. Grandpa Bill will be moving your children from previous episodes, followed by Zoom's audio and studio attention. We really appreciate your understanding. Now let's go to the moderator and host of our show, Grandpa Bill.
We are doing. Please leave all viable and professional observations right here at the show at the message area. Your comments are most welcome. Please let us know what topics you would like to have addressed. What guests do you enjoy having join GB and myself? Those type of suggestions are awesome. Grandpa Bill wanted me to be sure to bring this to your attention regarding our CTFO business opportunity for those of you who want to sign up for our BH sales team where applicable. Here's the scoop. CTFO works on it daily. All contracts have been signed and CTFO has an official partner in Canada. So once the government gives the green light, we are a go. Of course, COVID-19 has slowed progress down a little bit. CTFO also now has a warehouse in Canada. Great news. Check out this article at this following link, https://hempindustrydaily.com/healthcanadamoves.... Right now, Canada does not provide a legal pathway to market for a CBD product and could be sold without a doctor's authorization. Any company doing so is breaking the law. There is a new petition in the Canadian Parliament proposing to change the laws surrounding CBD. We invite all Canadian citizens and residents to read it and sign it, if you are in agreement. Please go to this link. https://petitions.commons.ca/n/petition/details. Nevertheless, there are awesome non-CBD products. CTFO members should be using them now. Pause. These products are a $1 billion series of products on their own. Pause. There are 19 awesome non-CBD products CTFO members and customers in Canada are using and loving now. 99% of MLM companies do not even have 18 products. Each of these products is a $1 billion products on their own. Two new products, CelluVi and DermaVi, manufactured in Canada. And don't forget our 10x pure liquid glove hand sanitizer also. P. 10's pure multivitamin. Keto creamer. Extreme shakes. Super 7. Chew off. Shake off. Bye bye puffy eye, under eye cream. Collagen retinol cream, pause, Instalift instant wrinkle remover. Lash and brow growth serum. Moisture blast skin serum. Neck and decollete cream. Vitamin C skin serum. -2.5% retinol complex serum. Dead Sea mud mask with vulcanous kaolin. Your Majesty Queen of All Creams, Moisturizing Cream. During the temporary hold of shipping CBD to Canada, many Canadians are having friends or family who live in the United States reship product for them. No one is recommending anyone to do this. Just sharing with you what others choose to do. Okay, let's get to the one and only, our moderator and host of our show, Grandpa Bill.
Jump right in and talk to you about a subject that I think is worth perusing to a greater depth, and that would be your overall health in regards to things like 5G radiation, which causes behavior changes in humans, causes ion potentiation poisoning of brain cells, actually can lead to mass insanity. 5G radiation causes neuropsychiatric effects through a mechanism described as ion potentiation poisoning of brain cells, with Wi-Fi exposure becoming more and more common, and with many of our exposures being without our consent. There is much concern about possible Wi-Fi health effects for those of us that are paying attention to that. Findings that Wi-Fi exposures produce impacts on the testis, leading to lower male fertility and oxidative stress apoptosis, a process that has an important causal role in neurodegenerative diseases and cellular DNA damage, a process caused by cancer and germline mutations. Neuropsychiatric changes include EEG changes, hormonal changes, neurological, neuropsychiatric effects on non-thermal EMF exposures, including 9 central nervous system effects, 4 autonomic system effects, 17 psychological disorders, 4 behavioral changes, and EEG changes. It also reported 7 types of chromosomal aberrations, several of which are known to be caused by chromosomal double standard DNA breaks, 8 types of endocrine changes, and cell death, what we now call apoptosis. Wi-Fi studies were already well supported as general non-thermal EMF effects back in 1971. That's like 47 years ago. and effects on the testis, not testes. The testis is engaged in the testes and sperm production, neurological, neuropsychiatric effects, endocrine effects, and attacks on cellular DNA and increased apoptosis, cell death. Documented 47 years ago. The 146-page review published by Tolgs Kaya, that's T-O-L-G-S-K-A-Y-A, you pronounce it, and Gordon, 1973 publication, look it up, found that in studies of historical changes in rodents, the three most sensitive organs in the body to non-thermal microwave EMFs were the nervous system, including the brain, followed closely by the heart, and then the testis. They also support changes in neuroendocrine tissues and increased cell death in multiple tissues. Thus, those pre-1973 rodent studies already then showed, some 47 years ago, that other EMFs caused four of the repeated, recently documented Wi-Fi effects, changes in testis structure slash function, neurological effects, and increased cell death, possibly via apoptosis and endocrine effects, 47 years ago. Known, documented, published. Well, fast forward to 2020, which is getting ridiculous now to not call it 2020, because it pretty much is. What do you think the EMFs over 47 years, do you think they've increased? Do you think there's been more cell phones, more televisions, more satellite dishes on roofs, etc., etc.? The technology within the business environment and buildings across America, there's so many microwaves going every which way but Sunday, they penetrate your body. How often do you stand and look in your microwave and wait for your mac and cheese to cook while you're standing right in front of it? It's just as bad as getting an x-ray, you know, while you have to wear the vest and all that crazy stuff when you get, because of the, how bad it is for your body. Well, you don't have a big pad on when you're standing in front of your microwave, right? So that's 47 years ago that it was documented, proven, that's on the World Wide Web, at least for today, till they maybe try to scrub that, I don't know. So, apoptosis, cell death, calcium overload, endocrine effects, oxidative stress, free radical changes and damages. If you have an EMS concern, EMF concern, whomever your practitioner is, he or she, you should bring these to he or she's attention if they're versed in the subject. I don't know about that. They should be retorting to you via their medical accreditation that they spent years to get, should be more than intimately familiar with this subject. Most of them are. Most of them can't speak the truth. Most of them are trying to learn how to speak the truth. Oxidative stress has causal roles in most chronic human diseases. Cellular DNA damage can cause cancer. That's a word, folks, cancer. This is getting stupid. It's a word, it's in the dictionary. You can say the word cancer. It's ridiculous if you can't. It's totally stupid. Thus, producing a partial explanation for EMF cancer causation because such DNA damage occurs in sperm cells. Documentable, viable, proven over 47 years ago. And by the way, there's been subsequent studies over those 47 years that have re-documented it. Sometimes you have to seek the truth out because it's well hidden. I wonder why.
So the effects of these low intensity EMFs producing biological effects, of course they're cumulative. Why wouldn't they be? There's three different types of evidence already for the cumulative effects. If you do your deep research, if you care to do so, to find that out, it doesn't mean because you might suppose that they weren't written or documentable or whatever, that they're not, if you haven't taken the time to verify that they are. So you can't make a broad-based statement like that, unless indeed you've done the research. So three of the human occupational exposure studies from the 1970s were re-reviewed in Reims, I believe that's in France, look it up, in 1981, showed that effects increased substantially with increasing time of exposure to a particular type and intensity of EMF. At that point in time, when they reassessed it, it was 10 years later at that time. Follow the dates, 1971 to 81, that's 10 years where I went to school. I don't know about new modern math. You guys can correct me on that. It still equals 10 where I went to school. I don't know. So back in the 70s, when they first proved it, they re-reviewed it a decade later. What do you think happened? The increase to exposure in just that decade of EMFs, flashback to the early 80s. Those of you that can, I don't know how old you are in the listening audience. Those of you that were there to do so, that was the big onset of computers, cell phones, etc., etc., etc. So from 1981 on, after they already proved it in 71, revisited it in 81, and they've done several subsequent studies in that 40-year period. Well, do you think the EMFs have increased with the onset of the technology? So EMFs are a viable detriment to the body. It's been scientifically proven. So to poo-poo it all the time, well, you can do that, but it doesn't mean that just because you decide to poo-poo it, it's not a valid medical condition. The impacts of such EMFs on animal brains were reviewed in 1973 and discussed once again over and above the two studies I already said in 2016. They went again and reevaluated over that subsequent period of time. Well, what do you think the indicator dial indicated? Well, of course, the EMFs are more prevalent in a 50-year span for all intents and purposes. More televisions, more cell phones, more satellite dishes, more computers, more microwaves, going through the air. Why do you think your cell phones can't cut out every 5 minutes? And it's not just the tower accessibility. When you guys are in inner cities and all those skyscrapers, if the city's big enough to do so, they just bounce off of those towers or buildings and they go right through your body, whether you believe that or not. It's been proven. So initially, the exposures over a period of 1 to 2 months produced relatively modest changes in structure of the brain. This is scientific, folks, okay? And the neurons, when exposures ceased, most of the structural changes disappeared. Optimum words there, most of a 2 month period of assessment after two separate 50-year interval analysis. So the changes can be reversible is the key, if they allow it to be. and you know who they are. However, more months of exposure produced much more severe impacts on the brain when they took longer to study it. Why? Because it's a slow, ongoing process of manifestation in some instances of the human body. Okay, it's not from watching television, you know, Sunday night and then Monday morning you got EMF poisoning or whatever. It's years of accumulation of watching Sunday nights cumulative times 7 other days of the week, especially if you're glued to your television. Just for one highly EMF emitting apparatus, your computers and your cell phones, which you all are on 24/7 for the most part, fries your brain. I've talked about myself while I have my Bluetooth technology headphones on. I'm kind of defeating the purpose. So when they did more extensive research over longer monthly consecutive periods of times, well, obviously the progression was worse. Wi-Fi and other EMFs may be particularly damaging to young people. Now you're gonna say, why is he saying that? Well, most arguments have been that microwave frequencies, you know, EMFs, look up the word. At least know the word if you don't. Again, you have to know a few jargon words to claim you know the subject about anything. So if you know what EMFs are, if you're taking the time to investigate them, and if you have a concern of what they're doing to your body, EMFs may be much more damaging to young children who have centered on much smaller physical size skulls. It goes to physiology, folks. Use common sense. A child isn't developed, obviously, as much as an adult. That's overstated in the obvious. Yeah, it is. But you know what? We all are so oblivious to the obvious of recent note that you need to be reminded once in a while. It's kind of good for you. So the skull thickness in a young child and the increasing exposure of their brains to EMFs from kindergarten, preschool, all the way up from just their school years. How many EMFs in 18 plus years, if they go on to secondary education, have they been exposed to just in the school environment? I query, let alone at home, elsewhere, mom and dad's home office while they're battling to try to put food on the table, whatever their dynamics are. All those EMFs. Any of you that live in multiple, you know, apartment buildings or whatever, how often does your cable work and the guys upstairs doesn't, or vice versa? Or, you know, apartment B. Fill in your own stories. You guys all got them. But you're all on the same cable system in some instances. So what does that mean? Why does Chucky on the third floor have it and Timmy on the first floor doesn't? And I'd love to be privy to what the cable company's telling you. Because in most instances, they don't know about EMFs, which is frightening. They're supposedly schooled technicians. And you can see the deer in the eye when you mention it to them, in most cases. EMFs. Is that every Monday football? Well, no, it could be every Monday football, you know, EMF, but no. So to say that, you know, a child in that case is fully developed, well, that's BS no matter who's saying it. For obvious reasons, physiology alone, you don't have to be a practitioner to know that. You just have to be blessed with maybe one amoeba level of common sense. An amoeba would know that. And they don't have any concept of anything. An amoeba. I'm sure you guys know what amoeba is. If you don't, look that up. Okay, we'll be back after the break and continue to talk about natural medicine, and real diseases and real contributing factors to disease. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, throughout the day, I want to tell you about how democracy actually works, and it works best when we all vote. But it's misinformation and confusion about elections, procedures, the result of low voter turnout. How to vote. A tool created by democracy work takes the guesswork out of the voting process. How to vote is easy to use and helps folks from all over the country overcome many of the process barriers to voting. Democracy Works is committed to helping you vote no matter what. Their tool, How to Vote, does just that. Sign up for election reminders. See what's on your ballot. Get step-by-step assistance requesting your mail ballot. Explore options for returning your voted mail ballot. Also check your voter registration status. Find your polling site. Make sure you have the appropriate ID. Decide when and where your vote this year on how to vote. Charity promotion. I got it.
Okay, folks. I want to talk about the health ranger. Going to make a concerted effort here to start to gear back to my survivalist audience. They're going to resonate, and the message is going to resonate with them more so. This is why I've emanated over to Brighteon. By tomorrow, Tuesday, I will be there with more informative videos. So I want to tell you about one of the many of the Mike Adams creations, the Health Ranger. Silver gel, biostructured silver first aid gel. Comes in a 1.83 ounce, 52 gram container. It's on sale right now for $15.95 through the link at vpweb.com. It's PH Sales, vpweb.com. Follow the links, go to the Ava's Foods icon page. They probably have linkages there. Get you into the Health Ranger store should you want to participate in all the peripheral value added services, customer rewards, deep discounting, auto ship programs, BSLs 5025, and so forth. Enjoy auto ship delivery when you get there to do so. Biostructured silver first aid gel. It's a breakthrough that the Health Ranger formulation unleashes the full power of silver in a revolutionary first aid gel. Three types of silver, seven botanicals, plus aloe vera, made from Texas rainwater and sunlight energy. Modern medicine is finally recognizing the amazing properties of silver for topical first aid wound treatments, which is why different forms of silver are now being used in burn, bandaging, wound bandages, trauma gear, and even some medical emergency centers around the world. But what form of silver is the most effective at protecting the skin against external threats that might exploit wounds like scratches, minor burns, or bug bites? It turns out the most effective protection comes from not just one form of silver, but three. That's why our new breakthrough first aid biostructure trademarked silver gel formulation combines three types of silver into a triple action defense barrier to protect your skin and help you heal faster. Those would be ionic silver, very tiny charged silver particles that easily attach to and destruct the cell membranes of certain types of pathogenic threats. Colloidal silver, larger clusters of silver particles that have no ionic charge and are suspended in a liquid medium such as water. Biostructured silver, which is ionic silver, which has been combined with molten molecules from herbal extracts to create biostructured nanoparticles, which have unique modes of action in biological environments. When these three types of silver are combined, the synergistic effects and effectiveness is far more diverse and powerful than any single type of silver acting alone. Other biostructured silver first aid gel also aids unique blends of seven essential oils known for their healing support. Beyond the three types of silver, we also add a specially formulated blend of seven functional essential oils, which are widely known for their natural medicinal properties, those being thymol from thyme or thyme herb, T-H-I-T-H-Y-M-E, rosemary essential oil, peppermint essential oil, lemon essential oil, cinnamon essential oil, lavender essential oil, and oregano essential oil, plus aloe vera gel. This unique blend of seven functional herbs plus aloe vera was formulated through extensive testing to maximize skin defense mechanisms without irritating sensitive skin. You may notice a very slight redness on the skin when you use this gel, which stems from these botanical ingredients immediately increasing circulation to the affected area to support and enhance the natural healing process. Laboratory verified. Made in the USA, minimum 50 parts per million silver guaranteed, lab verified, colloidal silver, rainwater silver, ionic silver, rainwater silver, biostructure silver, rainwater silver, aqueous rosemary extract, aloe vera concentrate, gum arabic, non-GMO, and to include all those essential oils that I listed. Also, organic beetroot. No synthetic colors, preservatives, or additives of any kind. Certified organic ingredients. Suggested uses? Gently apply to skin areas of concern. For external use only, it may stain clothing. This product is verified A++, according to the heavy metal standards published at the lowheavymetalsverified.org. This means the product has been tested via ICP-MS and confirmed to meet the limits for an A++ rating as described at lowheavymetalsverified.org. Frequently, products bought in addition to this are colloidal silver. Mouthwash, alcohol-free, 12 ounce, 354 milliliters, also $15.95. This item, biostructured silver first aid gel, $15.95. And silver breath spray, mint flavor, 2 fluid ounces, $9.95. That's the Health Ranger, available at bhsales.vpweb.com on Ada's Superfoods page. Now back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
BH Sales, Kennel Cult, Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome. Your host, me, Grandpa Bill. Here's a word about 10X Pure. First off, let's talk CBD, or CBDA. Derived from the hemp leaves of the cannabis sativa plant, cannabidiol, or CBD, is a cannabinoid with the restorative potential to help support deep relaxation, brain health, and function. Relieve sore joints and muscles. Ease feelings of high stress and reduce discomfort. At CTFO, we pride ourselves on being at the forefront of botanical science. Sign up for free today and receive 30% off the retail pricing. Secure your discount now.
What people don't really understand is in the hemp plant, there is no CBD. There's CBDA. And there's acid forms of cannabinoids. And so the CBDA is the raw, pure, natural. And then what happens is when you process it, especially at high heat, you convert the CBDA, it drops the A, the acid, and it becomes CBD.
Everybody, when they come out with CBD, they talk about technology. They talk about nanotechnology. They talk about all these other technologies. But they're having to break down the molecule so much that there's zero CBDA. And this is what our studies are.
We went and did some initial testing, liver cells, kidney cells, and we came out of it with, when you combine 10X with CBD, hemp oil, etc., what happens is we end up with somehow it protects the CBDA.
My expectation was that it would work. We actually have a whole lot of faith in 10X Pure, no doubt about it. Cannabinoids are oily molecules, and they do not mix with water at all. Our oil does mix with water. It is different. It is hydrophilic. And because it has the exposed lauric acid, now it can grab on to other molecules, in this case, cannabinoids, drag it along, mix with water, and travel through your body.
The oil itself, it had healing properties by itself. It had therapeutical properties by itself. Once we added it to the CBD, then we were able to create that covalent bond. And that was just our first step in the game. Now we're looking at everything else, vitamins, different minerals, different waters. We're looking at different ways to help other things get into your body back.
So that's the whole purpose here, right? I mean, everybody knows that it's not what you have, but what you get. And so if you only get 10% of what you take, you're wasting 90% of it. If you get 50% of what you take, you're five times better.
We're all trying to figure out what's best for the consumer. What's safe, what's right, what's best, so that they have the best impact. And that's what we've been doing right now is we're in that process. We're through the early testing. We came out with a paper describing what we're doing, and we believe we're 3 years ahead of the industry.
We don't have to focus on the competition because there is no competition. Everything that we do from here on out is about growth and expansion.
The race is on. There's pioneers and there's settlers. The pioneers are the people who pick up the baton. They see the vision. They understand the opportunity. They understand the size of it. And they set out and they're going to go. And that's what we're doing. And the people who join CTFO, they're pioneers. They're pioneers. They're educating. They're driving. They get up every day. They think about it and they get rewarded. And the settlers, they come later. When it's easy, they send the boat, bring them all. You know, the coast is clear. And that's good for them too. We're making history as we speak right now. And you're in it with us.
Okay, folks, Grandpa Bill back live. Those of you that follow the show and have been coming through a recent note most assuredly know about my ongoing battles with the equipment and so forth and the poltergeist that I've talked about an EMF chip around my neck that combats all those things. And you also have been introduced to the virtual assistant, Rosie, who is also now the co-host. And I thought she did a pretty good job. She's a virtual assistant. Obviously, she's devoid of emotions or a brain. So if we can please leave comments right here at the show. Did you like it? Is it good? Is it bad? And being totally self-effacing and totally self-assuring that I wouldn't want to listen to me either. Do you think it's better to have Rosie do predominantly most of the show? I'll do the interviewing, which is right around the corner. We almost have all these equipment updates and all of that crazy stuff and enhancement of the studios. We can circumvent it. Short term, my blog talk radio show will suffice via the telephone for clarity's sake. So we have it all under control, but we need the testing kind of live, such as here, to do the compare and contrast. And then we are requesting that you leave messages and contacts here at the show about subject matter that you'd like to have discussed, possible guests, questions and answers. And it is the most expeditious way to get in touch with me and have me communicate on any of the subject or subjects that I'm involved in by choice. But it's just easier to channel them all in one avenue so I can respond more expeditiously. So thank you. And we'll go right back to the show now. You'll be hearing Rosie throughout the show. And I'll see you guys and gals via my own ugly voice in the upcoming shows just to keep us all posted. Thank you, folks. Now back to the show. Thank you. Hey, everybody, it's Grandpa Bill back. We're still battling the microphone while we're loading up for our next little sponsor break here about 10X Pure Super 1000 as the wheels keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning. You don't want me to sing, do you? I can do that. You guys want me serenade you while we're waiting? I'm kidding. Is Dr. Roban Sika, MD, talking about 10X Pure Ultimate Multivitamin and Mineral Supplement. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, that's Dr. Ravan Sika. Stay with the old man and the fractured voice. We got wheels of spinning, blood, sweat, and tears. It's all awesome. So you guys are stuck with me for a second. Aren't you just the lucky people? I guess. When the wheels stop spinning here momentarily, this will be Dave D'Arcangelo. Again, a welcome relief, silver-throated. Silver-tongued, I tease Dave, but much more cacophonous than myself. Here's Dave. Thank you.
better version of you.
Okay, folks, Grandpa Bill trying to do a lot on the fly, being a chameleon, jack of all trades, master of none, checking the equipment for volume and decibel levels as we speak, watching modulation bars that you obviously cannot see. We're continually striving to make the show better. Is it best yet? Far from it. Fair analysis, fair assessment, I think. In over 300 episodes in a year now, I think they've gotten dramatically better. Case in point, real soon, when I can get this a little bit better, I've invited Michael Swilling to be back on the show from CTFO. He will be soon. And before, when it was several months ago where we couldn't even hear each other, to now, promise, would be a dramatic improvement. I've asked Michael behind the scenes to do a couple of things. We'll see. But Michael will be a guest here real soon, and we're working on that and can't wait. We've got some special announcements. Those of you that will be at the sales meeting tonight at the time of this taping in a few hours and or the recap, you'll find out for yourselves. So try to make the most of a little. I'm going to try to squeeze in another sponsored break for CTFO right now, and it will be Dave again talking about DermaV. We'll be right back.
DermaV is the only well-balanced protein peptide topical lotion of its kind for maintaining youthful, energetic skin by detoxing and repairing skin. DermaV is a potent day and night skin treatment designed to richly nourish, replenish, and protect your skin's barrier while restoring antioxidants. Skin is your body's largest. It serves as a protective barrier between your insides and the rest of the world, while acting as your body's first line of defense. Your skin is a constant state with old cells dying and new cells growing. You want to replace old cells with healthy cells, not unhealthy cells. Healthy cells will not only renew your skin's vitality, but transform the appearance of your skin to a beautiful, supple body. What makes DermaV special? Three words: repair, rejuvenate, and repair. DermaV's key ingredient, whey protein, goes through a proprietary process for topical skin care. In its rich in amino acids, the building blocks within your cells for new skin generation. The whey protein in DermaV for lines and wrinkles is a tripeptide complex made from minimally processed fresh dairy whey. It's one of the highest pharmaceutical-grade whey protein isolates on the market today. This makes DermaV the only well-balanced protein peptide topical lotion of its kind for maintaining youthful, energetic, facial skin cells, including skin restoring and brightening benefits. Here's just a few of DermaV's key benefits to your skin. Provides lifting and tightening to the face and neck, reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and evens out and smooths the skin texture, while minimizing the appearance of aging and dark spots. We believe for every skin type, there's a beauty solution, and it's our goal to provide skincare that will make a difference and products that will rejuvenate the skin while bringing forth a younger, more radiant skin. If you want a smoother, more youthful complexion, DermaV.
Okay, folks, Grandpa Bell, stay tuned. Future events, we'll get into this more and more. We're working on the equipment, et cetera, et cetera. Here, before we go back to today's show, I want to remind everybody a little bit later, I'll be taping my podcast, live video podcast in the warehouse, and we're going to really start to dissect this CTFO. We're going to take a look at the weight control and wellness products, plural, the skincare line, the CBD and non-CBD line of CTFO, the CBD product line and all the products within, the sprays, the relief products, the hair growth pep products, quite a diversified breadth of products. There's 80 plus products. There's 19 non-CBD. I've even forgotten with my crazy brain fog how many we have exclusivity on now. It's quite a few. Obviously, 10X Pure, the delivery system, etc. So, going back, I'm going to choke out on my auditions here. I was a kid that I'm somewhat of a frustrated comic, wherever the talent lies and or not, but it's something I always wanted to do. And it's something I'm going to aspire to do, be an old Down East storyteller or what have you. So, in any event, there are a few impressions that I can do with this old broken down voice. I've choked out a couple of times of recent note in my 15 seconds of having an audition. So in 1992, wherever you fall on the chronology ladder, in that pink arena at that time, Ross Perot. Okay, look him up, you know him, you remember him, you don't, find out, all of the above, ubiquitous audience, thank you. All right, play along. I'm probably going to choke out. But tonight in the sales meeting, for those that have been invited and, you know, go through the motions, you have to be a friend on Facebook. I didn't set the rules. You just live by them. And that's no judgment on the rules. So those that have been invited that choose to do so, the gentleman tonight, just in and of itself, I'm going to be fascinated just to see, because like many of us, I've been doing this in one shape, form, or manner for a really lot of years, as I know this gentleman must have. He ranked up to that position in 30 days. That's amazing, no matter who did it, how they did it. And no reflections on the man. I've private messaged him already, and he's not been nothing but gracious to avow it to his team, which is a good leader, number one. But it has to be part and parcel to the man. So Cyrus has a show of his own that I haven't had an opportunity to listen into yet, that I'm intrigued to do so. And I'd like to give Cyrus an open invite to come on my show. We are all in this together. He is not on my individual CTFO team. I am not on his. He's not cross-promoting or recruiting me or vice versa. That's the beauty of the CTFO parent family. They are a family. We're in it together. We're in it together. They're very forthcoming with graphics and helping each other, a kind word, uplifting. It's human life over there. Success is not failures, but, you know, good, bad, and the ugly. A lot of it does, again, no minimalization. A lot of it does have, you have to have the ears to resonate with it. This is the segue into my big audition, Ross Perot. You ready? I'll choke out literally. Here it is in 92. I'm doing this for you, kid. If there's a better way, I'm all ears. Pretty good. I'll work on it. Now back to the show. Thank you. Hey, everybody, it's Grandpa Bill. I'm going to make this as brief as I can. It's really, really me, and it's really, really my scratchy voice. And I'm doing the very, very best I can on the dashboard mic. That issue is still ongoing. We're working on it behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to close here for today. Always remember that beer sales, Kennel Kelp, it is animal products, CTFO. All my supplying vendors, they all promote good health in all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. Thanks for continuing to join the shows here. Thanks for continuing to refer them. We took a really big jump in that regard, and that's thanks to you folks referring it for sure. So thank you for that. That's how the show grows. That's how we grow. Those of you that are here as CTFOers, congratulations. Those of you that have invited your segments of audiences to build, welcome. Those in the ubiquitous audience, welcome. Please come back. And that's it for today. We'll see you in the next episode, and may God bless. Bye-bye for now.